If you're born to hang, you'll never drown. The thought crossed Danny McCabe's mind like a cloud shadow across a field. Something his father used to tell him, like fate has you by the balls, but with a poetic lilt. Then Danny thought, we are so feckin' brave. And he knew they were all thinking the same thing as they lay there in the mud watching the Garda station. The mud sucked and dragged and hungered, and he could feel the damp and dirt in his bones. There was himself and Jimmy O'Connell and Mickey Kavanaugh. No one dared say the truth, but he could hear it loud like chapel bells. He knew there was no bravery here, not a shred of it between them. Sure enough, they were pure stupid, fueled by blarney and poutine and the raw edge of unbridled youth. What would Danny's nail-tough ma say if she could see him? She'd grab a fist of his hair and bring him to his knees. She'd look right down into his damned and everlasting soul and tell him the truth as it was. You're an Egypt, lad. Didn't bear all that pain and heartache to raise an Egypt. Get back to the house. Danny thought of his sisters, Brenda, Deirdre, and the little one, Aaron, the light of his life. He felt a chill sense of terror through his bones and beyond.
Here we go, lads,
Mickey Kavanaugh said, his voice an urgent whisper. The three of them hunkered a little further into the black mud as the last of the Garda left the small police station and walked to the car. It was Friday. Even Shades craved a drink ahead of the weekend. A dark devil of a night, no doubt about it. The mud was rotten, and the rain fell straight down like stair posts and stank like black piss. Danny McCabe, a born fighter in his hands, heart, and head, clutched a whiskey bottle filled with gasoline, and he wanted nothing more than to be home and away. But there was no turning back, not a prayer. Danny looked left at Mickey. He could see the ghost of fear in his eyes. Long gone was the memory of all those big words from small mouths, acting the maggot out on the lash, making believe their hearts were as big as their egos. They'd crossed paths with Johnny Madden, and he'd said, where the tongue slips, it speaks the truth. And he'd looked at all three of them in turn, eye to eye, looked right through them, in fact, and they knew well enough he was a Fenian.
I know you,
Madden had said to Danny, singling him out with a flinty stare.
You're Clancy McCabe's boy. Heard word you were a fighter like your father. Another one planning to bust out of Clonegal with your fists. Good luck's all I can say. Drag yourself as far away as you can. This place'll forever drag you back.
Johnny Madden and his kind carried a fierce national pride, a sense of disbelieving indignation, a red-hot hatred for the heathen bastard English and all they represented. Folks said Madden and his fellows were Irish Republican Brotherhood, but they were more like some half-crazed illegitimate offspring, buckled with drink, never anything but ready for a fight. Madden went on at them, saying,
You gotta do your own growing, lads, no matter how tall your father.
There was a glint of shamelessness in his eyes as he added,
Now let me buy you fellas a drink.
Three drinks in, and it was,
You want a job? I can get it for you. That's unless you fellers are nought but a scatter of gals with nary a backbone between you.